A week and a half ago, my friend began displaying symptoms of what doctors have labeled a stroke. It came on out of nowhere as we were getting ready to leave the house to do some shopping. I could see a tremendous amount of fear in her eyes that was only growing deeper as she was trying to make sense of what was happening. I knew I needed to take her to the hospital in order to quiet her fear. From the moment the symptoms occur, I began calmly working with what I have learned about man's perfection as a child of God, knowing that man is created in the image of God, along with the understanding that God is all. It's a very calming fact. Thanks to the teachings of this church and the work of my practitioner, I was able to stand strong in this truth and trust God and just be that calm, reassuring presence that she needed. On the way to the hospital, she began to relax and regained the ability to speak. When we reached the hospital, they performed the regular routine tests and questionings, and the symptoms shortly reoccurred. At one point, the doctor told her that she would never have full use of her arm or walk again. I was so outraged, I immediately corrected him by saying, "You can't say that. That is not the truth." I turned to my friend and told her not to listen to him, that it was not the truth about her at all. She said, "I know, God is with me, and I will be completely healed." After that, she was given some medication and was transported by ambulance to a large hospital 2.5 hours away. I followed an hour later, completely at ease, and called my practitioner to tell her what was happening. She began working right away and encouraged me in the truth of being, in the fact that if it didn't happen in divine mind, it didn't happen at all. Along the way, I was met with a heavy snowstorm, but through the grace of God, carried on through it safely and calmly. When I arrived at the second hospital, I found her sitting up in bed. The next day, much to the doctor's surprise, after a lot of talk about a long road to recovery and the report of what they had found on the imaging, she was taking walks down the hallway unaided and using her arm as before. In 2 days, we returned home. She began resuming her normal activities. The entire claim was completely healed. I am so grateful to God and the work of my practitioner for bringing about this quick and permanent healing. It was an opportunity for both me and my friend to strengthen our trust in God and the healing power of Christ's truth. And we are constantly being bombarded with material medica and what is going on in the world today. My friend had not been very receptive to Christian Science, but has expressed in the past how grateful she is for the wonderful changes that have occurred in me since I began studying Christian Science through this church and getting regular support from my practitioner. I was thinking right after this occurred how sometimes we are given an opportunity to witness to our friends and family who may not always trust in what we are expressing about our love for God or our faith in Him through all things. When they saw how completely healed she was from this claim, I believe it opened their eyes to the possibility that there is more to this practice than they were previously willing to understand. I'm so grateful to this church and my practitioner for all the work she has done and for all I have been given. Thank you so much.